Good morning. How are you today? Welcome to Spirit in the Morning. Dave Parker and I are here. I am feeling fired up. Got a great show for you on this Friday edition of the program, December the 2nd. We are now into the month of December. How's your Advent going so far? We're doing a good job here. We're having fun. We're getting into it. We are going to help you to continue this Advent season, to continue your walk with the Lord. Remember, that's what we want to do. We want to get closer to Jesus. And it's funny, we had Debbie Giorgiani on the program yesterday, which, by the way, she did a great job. Check out Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. It airs every Monday through Friday at 12 noon on Holy Spirit Radio. But we were talking about how to avoid the holiday shopping frenzy. And it's funny, Debbie commented on my Facebook post. She commented later on, it was great fun being on the show, et cetera, et cetera. And I was replying back, it was great to have you. You know where I was doing that from, Dave Parker? Good morning, by the way.
Good morning, Gary. No, where were you doing that from?
I was doing it from the mall. it's so funny. I thought, wow, if Debbie knew that I was doing this from the mall, the place she said to avoid. But we had a nice day. Eileen and the girls and I, we took my aunt out. We took her shopping. We went over to the Neshaminy Mall, actually, somewhat near where you live, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
But, we were at the Neshaminy Mall, and I was updating Facebook from there. But it wasn't too stressful, Dave. Mm-hmm. I was okay with it.
Well, Gary, I was going to say, it's not that we can't go to the mall.
Correct.
Or maybe it's a function of frequency, or it's keeping Jesus in focus.
Right, and you know what
in Advent.
You know what I found, Dave? I found that, at least for me, I've got to choose my moments. I'm not going to go to the mall when it's frantic because that'll just completely blow my mind. Mm-hmm. And I know that I do better when there are less people there. And it wasn't too bad yesterday. Actually, it was pretty festive. We had a good time. It was fun. But I just thought it was funny since we were talking about that yesterday. And you know what was on TV last night, Mr. Parker?
I'm not sure
talked
what you're
about it yesterday.
There's a lot on TV
Think of it. I can't believe I can't think of the name. The Charlie Brown Christmas.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh,
now, what's the official name of it? I can't believe I'm drawing a blank.
Yeah, me too.
Anyway, Charlie Brown Christmas. That's it. Thanks a lot for the help, Frank.
Frank came to the rescue.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Through the window there.
Yeah,
okay.
With his hands held up. But anyway, a Charlie Brown Christmas was on last night, and I forgot that it was on, and we got to, Eileen and I watched it last night. It's still one of my favorite Christmas shows. And by the way, also, Tony Rossi from the Christophers will be here next Tuesday talking about, and let me just get the official title of this, next Wednesday, I'm sorry, 7 classic Christmas episodes to boost your holiday spirit. So I always enjoy watching A Charlie Brown Christmas. It's a lot of fun. One of these years I'll remember the name of it, but it's what happens when you get old, Dave Parker. Mm-hmm. Don't get old.
Okay. I'm trying not to, okay?
You start to lose your memory. By the way, where are we? Anyway. We've got a really good show today. We have Father Ed Looney joining us from, I believe, the Chicago area. He wrote a book called A Rosary Litany, Renewing a Pious Custom. If you struggle with the rosary, and I know this is a big problem, the rosary, we all know it's a great prayer. And many people struggle with it, thinking that how can I pray these prayers? How can I do Hail Marys and Our Fathers and concentrate on the meditations at the same time? And that's a big problem. We get distracted when we pray the rosary. Father Looney has a book out that really will help. And when I heard about this, I thought, we've got to get him on the show and talk about this. The book is A Rosary Litany. We'll talk about that more with Father, and that'll be coming up at around 7:35. We've got our Be Not Afraid Bible verse at 7:50. And we also have the gospel coming up in a few minutes. So why don't we begin, with prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Heavenly Father, thank you for giving us another day. Thank you for loving us unconditionally. Thank you for sending us your Son, Jesus. And during this Advent season, we recall the fact that Jesus became one of us. He became incarnate to give us hope. So we wait hopefully, knowing that with the Lord's help, one day we can live forever in heaven. And we thank you for that great gift, Father. We thank you for all the blessings in our lives. We even thank you for the crosses that come our way, because we know that somehow any unpleasant event that happens can benefit us. We know you love us. You wouldn't send us anything that wouldn't help us. Father, we ask you for the strength to make it through the day today. We ask you to give us what we need to be a light to those around us, to bring hope to the hopeless. Help us to be able to see you in everyone we meet. I ask you to send your Holy Spirit in a big way today to work through Dave and myself on the program so that we may proclaim your message. And please open our hearts and our minds so that we may all be receptive to what you have for us this day. We ask for all of these things in the most holy and the most sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Amen. Well, I am Gary Zimak, along with Dave Parker. We're here to start your day off with a little inspiration coming to you from our Doylestown, Pennsylvania studios, right down the street from the beautiful Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa. Well, Mr. Parker, you and I have been at this show for close to 2 months now.
Yes, we have.
Right? It's now. We know each other pretty well, right?
Yes, we do.
Well, how well do we really know each other?
Oh. Well, we weren't buddies growing up, you know, and stuff. I mean, because we didn't know each other.
Dave, let me tell you
but
this.
But I think we've become pretty close.
We know how each other works.
Mm-hmm. You know?
Okay, well, I have a software development background. You're a pretty technical guy. I like to be able to quantify things. You know, mm-hmm. How well do I know Dave Parker? Mm-hmm. When we come back from the break, we're going to do a little quiz. Uh-oh. How well do you know me? 10 questions. I'm going to present these questions.
Okay.
You're going to answer them for me. I'm going to answer for you, and we'll score it. We'll see.
I am.
Yeah. This is a modified relationship quiz. Actually, it's designed for spouses and.
I was just going to say that.
So I had to make a couple of changes, but I think this is good. How well do you know? Do we know each other? So we're going to talk about that when we come back
I'm
from the break.
I'm looking forward to it.
I bet you are. I love to spring things on you, Dave. You know.
Yeah. Good.
And this will help everybody listening to learn more about Dave and myself. These are not tough questions, Dave. You can relax. Yes, sir.
Am I allowed to take the fifth?
No. All right, so we're going to do that after the break. It should be fun. But right now, I do want to read the gospel. I was reading the gospel last night. This is a really good one. I love this. This is very inspiring. During the Advent season, the church gives us some really powerful gospels, and they're all different. If you notice, they jump around each day. The readings jump around. They're specifically designed to help us walk through the Advent season. So listen to this one. This is from, and by the way, this will be linked at spiritinthemorning.com. Gospel today is from Matthew chapter 9, verses 27 through 31. As Jesus passed by, two blind men followed him, crying out, "Son of David, have pity on us." When he entered the house, the blind men approached him, and Jesus said to them, "Do you believe that I can do this?" "Yes, Lord," they said to him. Then he touched their eyes and said, "Let it be done for you according to your faith." And their eyes were opened. Jesus warned them sternly, "See that no one knows about this." But they went out and spread word of him through all that land. Okay, there's so much going on in this gospel. It's jam-packed. But here's what I really thought that was neat about this. We've got these blind men, and they approach Jesus, and they said, "Son of David," acknowledging him as the Messiah. So they were acknowledging Jesus as their Savior. "Have pity on us." And then Jesus said to them, "Do you believe that I can do this? Do you believe that I can heal you of your blindness?" Now, I'm going to turn that around. Remember, when we read the gospel, the Lord speaks directly to us. Don't forget that. I mean, I know this happened historically 2,000 years ago, but this message and this question is directed to each one of us. What do you have in your life right now that you need? Maybe some sort of a request that you're praying about. If Jesus asked you, "Do you believe that I can do this?" what would you say? You might be a little skeptical, right? I mean, let's be honest here. Let's be totally real. So many times when we pray, we have that queasiness. We're a little bit unsure. Now, you could read something like this and say, "Well, wait a minute. These guys were healed because of their faith. My faith is not strong. I'm in big trouble." Don't panic. This is not to make you panic. This is just to make you think. All of our faith could stand to be increased a little bit, right? I mean, we're given faith. We get the gifts of faith, hope, and clarity. The theological virtues, we receive those gifts when we're baptized. So if you've been baptized, you have faith. Don't tell me you don't have faith. You have faith. Your faith might not be good, but you have faith. All right, that's good news, right? Think about that. You have faith. It might be weak. Are you praying for the intentions that you need? Are you now, if you're worried about your finances, maybe you're extremely lonely, you're worried about your health, you're worried about the health of a loved one, you're worried about a relationship that needs to be repaired. And if you're not praying, you're just worrying, that's not good. You know, I have to be honest, that's not good. You need to pray. But, so if you're not, well then start praying about these things. If you are praying, obviously you have some degree of faith. Because if you didn't think God could help you, you wouldn't be praying. So feel good about that. Now, what happens if you think your faith is weak and you want it to grow stronger? Number one, ask for it. Say, Lord, please increase my faith. That's the first thing. The other thing is, you've got to ask for what you need. Because if you're not asking for your intentions, for the problems in your life, you're never going to give God a chance to work. And if you never see him work, then your faith will not grow. You've got to let him work in your life. So I want you to challenge him today. Don't hold back. Ask for something big. Now, of course, accept whatever he gives you, because he's going to give it to you out of love. If it's not good for you, you're not going to get it. But don't hold back. Sometimes we hold back. We're afraid to ask because we don't want to be disappointed. Take that risk today. And then you look back once it happens and you start to think, whoa, the Lord really can take care of this problem. And that's one of the ways your faith grows. So the faith is incredibly important. Whatever you do, this is the takeaway from this. Keep on praying. Don't stop praying. Sometimes God will say no. That's okay. That's a valid answer. But keep on praying until the point that he says no or yes. Sometimes he wants you to wait. That's all right. You know? And then the final takeaway from this is that the people, the men that were healed, went out and spread the word of the Lord throughout the land. When the Lord comes through for you in your life, start spreading the word, right? And then you're going to attract other people to him. That's the way it all works. We're going to take a brief break. When we come back, Dave Parker and I will take the quiz. We'll talk to you in a little bit.
This is Franciscan Media's Saint of the Day for December 2nd. Today we celebrate Blessed Raphael Chelinski. Born in 1694, Melchior Chelinski showed early signs of religious devotion. After completing his studies and military duties, he joined the conventual Franciscans in Krakow, receiving the name Rafael or Raphael, and was ordained in 1717. It was a vulnerable time for Poland, still recovering from the 30 Years' War and surrounded by countries intent on invasion. Father Raphael served the weary people through his simple and candid sermons, his generosity, and in particular, his ministry in the confessional. People from all levels of society were drawn to the self-sacrificing way he lived out his religious profession and priestly ministry. When a major epidemic hit Warsaw, he ministered to its victims and listened to the confessions of many dying persons. The partition of Poland put a stop to the process for his beatification, which was begun not long after his death in 1741. When it finally took place in 1991, Pope John Paul II said in his homily, "May Blessed Raphael remind us that every one of us, even though we are sinners, has been called to love and to holiness."
The new Saint of the Day app is available now for your smartphone or tablet. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
Stop the Lord Almighty. Our God is alive. stop the Lord Almighty? Who can stop the Lord Almighty? Who can stop the Lord Almighty? Who can stop the Lord Almighty?
And that was The Lion and the Lamb by Big Daddy Weave. That'll get you going in the morning. I'm Gary Zimak. The time is 7:21 on Spirit in the Morning. By the way, I want to thank my wife, Eileen, who let me know that I actually said something wrong on the air. Yes, it happens every now and then.
Your wife said something wrong?
Frank, it happened. Frank, calm down. I mentioned that when we're baptized, we receive the gifts of faith, hope, and clarity. That is not correct. That's the title of one of my books. I had my, and this was not intentional. It's faith, hope, and charity. See, this is what happens when you don't have enough coffee in the morning. Eileen, thank you for pointing that out to me. I really appreciate that.
Our wives are very good at keeping us in track.
That's right. I need it, believe me. That's one of the dangers of doing these radio. I do a lot of live radio. Sometimes you say something, you don't even realize what you said. So mm-hmm.
At least when you do your speeches, like, your wife never has a clue what you said, and you don't hear about it. But on the radio, you'll hear it every time.
That's right, and I do appreciate that.
We can blame it on the teleprompter. Oh, we don't have a teleprompter.
That's right. Maybe we need one. All right. Okay, here's the deal now. We're going to get serious here. Actually, not really. But I talked before the break that Dave Parker and I, we've been doing this show for just about 2 months now. How well do we really know each other? So I went online and looked for one of these relationships. Because Dave and I, you know, we have a relationship.
Yeah, we do.
Right? I looked at for some of these relationship quizzes. And I had to modify the questions somewhat because one of them said, what is your favorite pet name you like to be called? Mm-hmm. You know, and one of them was Pumpkin. Now, that was one of the answers. Now, Dave, you don't call me Pumpkin anymore. When we first started the show, yeah, you did. But now,
I asked you not to say anything.
So, in order to be fair, we like to be fair Pumpkin. Here. I don't want to appear biased. We're going to tally up the answers to these 10 questions, 10 simple questions. I will answer questions about Dave. Dave will answer about me. We've got Frank Eliason in here. He's going to be the unbiased observer, right? Frank, you're going to ask the questions, and you will keep track of the answers.
This is Frank Eliason with your love connection.
All right.
So all right.
We're
ready?
Bring it on.
This all may right. grow into
how
a new
how well
segment,
do you okay. know me quiz? All right.
Exactly.
Okay.
So this is going to be, we're going to be quick here.
All right.
So first, favorite type of music. Gary, answer, what is Dave's favorite type of music?
I would go with jazz.
I would say Christian rock for Gary.
Okay. What's your favorite music?
My favorite music is, I would say, jazz and then classical.
Oh,
okay, so I would get that one correct.
That is correct.
My favorite genre, I like a lot of kinds of music. I would have to go with 70s music. So that's, sorry, Dave.
You.
All right.
All right.
All right, next up. What is your favorite sport to watch? Let's start with Dave. What's Gary's favorite sport to watch?
I'll say football.
All right.
And for Dave, I would go with football as well.
All right, now the correct answer is...
Football.
Football.
All right, okay. Both are correct. All right.
All right.
Birthplace. Gary, where Dave's birthplace?
Everybody know Dave Parker was born in Erie, Pennsylvania.
Correct.
All right. What is Gary's birthplace? He pretty much says...
I was going to say in this one of the sections of Philadelphia.
Technically...
That's broad,
well,
but...
Now, you're going to be the judge, Frank. I was born at the Abington Hospital. So, Abington, a suburb of Philadelphia. Do we give it to Dave?
We're giving it to Dave.
All right. All okay. Right.
Wow. I always give in to Dave.
All right.
Thank goodness
to.
For my memory.
Okay.
See, Barber, my memory
right.
does work.
All right. What is Gary's favorite candy bar?
Snickers.
I was going to say that about you. I would go for Snickers for you.
All right. So what's
my answer, I would have to say a Hershey's bar.
Minus Snickers.
Simple man.
I know.
Hey,
I'm a simple guy. I like a lot of candy bars, but I would have to go with Hershey. So, hey, I think I'm 4-for-4.
You are.
Somebody's keeping up his end of this relationship, Mr. Parker.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. Favorite ice cream flavor. Let's start with Gary. What's Dave's favorite ice cream
He's
flavor?
He's a chocolate man.
Chocolate.
What is Gary's favorite ice cream?
Vanilla.
He's right.
Oh.
So you are chocolate man, right?
Yeah.
We know each other's ice cream flavor.
All right.
Ooh, this is big.
All right. Favorite color. Let's start with Dave. What's Gary's favorite color?
Red.
And Gary, what is Dave's favorite
color?
Dave's
favorite color is green.
All right. Now, was he right with red?
No, he's not. Blue is my favorite color.
My favorite color is, I would say...
All right. You both lost
yellow.
It.
I can't hedge.
See, that's why Frank's in here.
We could be quick at this.
That's right.
All right. Middle name. What is Dave's middle name?
David Lee Parker.
No.
That's what it should be. David Lee Roth, David
Lee
Parker.
And what is Gary's middle name?
Robert.
My middle name is Edward. So we didn't know each other's middle name.
Wow.
All right.
And my middle name?
We need more work.
My
James.
Kids probably
James.
Struggle. Not even close, and okay. I won't even say my middle name on the air, so we'll just leave it at that. Favorite meal. Let's start with three quick
Dave
here.
Parker's favorite meal, steak.
No.
Okay. What's Gary's favorite meal?
His is steak.
No, my favorite meal is spaghetti and meatballs. My wife makes a mean spaghetti and meatballs.
Mine
Love
is
it.
Chicken.
Okay.
Wow, the relationship between you two is going downhill.
We're going to need to get Dr. Popchak back on the program to help us out.
Two more quick questions.
Okay.
Let's start with Dave. What's Gary's favorite sandwich?
A BLT.
All right. Gary, what is Dave's favorite sandwich?
Dave looks like a chicken sandwich.
All right. And are you a BLT guy?
I'm a cheesesteak guy, Frank. Come on.
Exactly.
My favorite is basically tuna.
Well,
oh, okay.
We've fallen off
I
a
know.
Cliff here.
I don't like this.
I just want to be clear.
Okay.
All right. This, you have a 1-in-4 chance. Gary, what is Dave's favorite season?
Dave's a fall guy.
I am a fall guy. That's a double entendre or whatever.
Wow. All right. And what is Gary's favorite season?
I would say spring.
That is incorrect. My favorite season is summer.
I knew you're a warm guy.
All right. So how did we
wait? Tallying it up. We have a score of 6-3. The one who's contributing to this relationship, Dave, it's Gary.
Oh, okay, man. Dave, we're going to have to talk, all right?
That's why you're the host, man.
Dave, we're going to have to talk about that, all right? We'll work on this.
Okay.
It's redeemable. There is hope for us.
Okay.
Frank, thank you for participating in this. We'll have to get you involved in this one of these days, too.
That's okay.
See, this is what you get for just happening to walk into the studio for some unrelated business. Right?
Everybody, it's been nice knowing you. We'll see you later.
When we come back from the break, Father Edward Looney will join us. He's going to talk about the Rosary, 7:28 on Spirit of the Morning. Stay tuned. We're getting warmed up now.
I'm Anna Mitchell with this Holy Spirit Radio News Update. President-elect Donald Trump has announced his choice of defense secretary. He's planning to nominate retired Marine Corps General James Mattis. Trump made the announcement during a post-election victory rally in Cincinnati. In a recent tweet, Trump referred to Mattis by his nickname Mad Dog and described him as a true general's general. The charred city of Gatlinburg, Tennessee, is still days away from reopening after devastating and deadly wildfires. But all around the city, communities are welcoming back residents and visitors. Dollywood, the amusement park named after country music legend Dolly Parton, will reopen this afternoon after it was spared any damage. The Republican-led House is expected to vote today on a $611 billion defense policy bill for fiscal year 2017, which already began on October 1st. It prohibits closing the prison at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, forbids the Pentagon from trimming the number of military bases, and awards U.S. troops their largest pay raise in 6 years. Go Bengals! With this Holy Spirit Radio News Update from Cincinnati, I'm Anna Mitchell.
My name is Joe Zimmerman, and my brother and I own Summers and Zims. We would be pleased to provide you with high-quality service for all your plumbing, heating, and air conditioning needs. We are pleased to serve the listeners in Westchester, Exton, Downingtown, Coatesville, and Kennett Square. Our phone number at Summers and Zims is 610-593-5129, or you can simply Google Summers and Zims. My prayer is that God would bless you through His Word as you listen to Holy Spirit Radio.
Christopher Minutes, thoughts on making every day count. I'm Tony Rossi. Catholic and Jewish groups have joined forces in Gettysville, New York, to bring food to seniors who are living in poverty. As reported by the Buffalo News, the Town Square Association converted a local building into a food pantry, then asked Temple Beth Zion to collect food donations from its congregation as a good deed prior to Yom Kippur. More help was needed, so they contacted Catholic Charities, which has a proven track record in managing food pantries. Gary Pokras, senior rabbi at Temple Beth Zion, said, "We have an obligation to do everything that we can towards helping to realize the vision ultimately for what creation can be. The best way we do that is by helping each other." This message was brought to you by the Christophers. Thanks for listening, and remember that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness.
You are listening to Spirit. Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
I knew all the answers, the way my life should go. And when I used to say my prayers, I would tell God so. It seemed He wasn't listening, I thought He didn't care. But looking back, it's plain to see He was always there. I prayed for strength, and I got pain that made me strong. I prayed for courage, and I got fear to overcome. I prayed for faith, my empty heart brought me to my knees. I don't always get what I want, I get what I need. I'm not saying that it's easy, or that it doesn't hurt. Nothing seems to go my way, nothing seems to work. But these days I'm getting better at going with the flow, accepting that sometimes the answer to a prayer is no. I prayed for strength, and I got pain that made me strong. I prayed for courage, and I got fear to overcome. When I prayed for faith, my empty heart brought me to my knees. I don't always get what I want, I get what I need. Every time I've had a door slammed in my face, a better one was opened in its place. I prayed for
for strength, and I got pain that made me strong. I prayed for courage, but I got fear to overcome. When I prayed for faith, my empty heart brought me to my knees. Oh, I don't always get what I want, I get what I need. No, I seldom get what I want, but I get what I need.
Get What I Need by Colin Ray. You know why I like that song? Because so many times we do pray for things and our prayers don't always get answered in exactly the way we expect, but the Lord always gives us what we need. I think as long as we can keep that in mind, we're going to be really peaceful. I'm Gary Zimak. You're listening to Spirit in the Morning. Today's weather currently 40 degrees at the Philadelphia International Airport. Today it's going to be sunny with a high near 52. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 36 degrees. Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 49. Okay, I'm thrilled to be able to talk to our next guest. Father Edward Looney wrote a book called A Rosary Litany, Renewing a Pious Custom. One of the problems, and I love the Blessed Mother. You know, I wrote a book about the Blessed Mother, and I love her. She's my mom. But sometimes I struggle keeping my focus when I pray the rosary. I think this book is just what the doctor ordered. And I wanted to get Father on the program to talk about it. So, without further ado, let me introduce Father Edward Looney. Good morning, Father.
Good morning, Gary, and it's great to be with you.
It's great to be with you as well. A Rosary Litany, Renewing a Pious Custom. Father, this is an excellent book. Thank you for writing it. Can you talk a little bit about the inspiration and exactly what you're trying to accomplish in the book?
Sure, I would be happy to do so. You know, the story behind the book is quite maybe complicated, but it's not really as complicated as I might make it. But a number of years ago now, probably 4 or 5 years ago, a friend of mine just called me out of the blue one night and said, I prayed the rosary. And, you know, that might seem a little odd, but this was a friend of mine who didn't really have a devotion to the rosary or that form of prayer. Mm-hmm. But what had happened was he was at his parish. He picked up one of the Lighthouse Catholic Media CDs, and it was called Praying the Rosary Like Never Before by Dr. Edward Sree. Mm. And so he listens to this talk, and Dr. Sree gave this talk right after John Paul II's document on the rosary came out, giving us the luminous mysteries. But what John Paul II quotes in his document as a way of praying the rosary, he actually takes from another document written in 1974 by Pope Paul VI. And essentially, John Paul II recommended inserting a phrase after the name of Jesus in the Hail Mary prayer as a way to focus a person's meditation on the rosary mystery. So Dr. Sree just referenced that in passing in his talk, but that's what my friend took away from his talk. And he told me he prayed the rosary that night using that method, and he really liked it, and that he was going to keep using it. And so I then started to do the same thing in my own life. I started to use that method, and I found it to be very helpful. And as time went on, I wrote down the phrases that I started to insert into the rosary prayer after the name of Jesus, and now I've extended it to the name of Mary sometimes. Mm. But really, that's really the origin of the book. Now, come to find out, a few years ago when I was reading one of the writings of St. Louis de Montfort, mm-hmm. at the end of his book called The Secret of the Rosary, he actually recommends this method. And I kind of knew that it was a French custom, and so Louis de Montfort, writing in the 17th century, puts this method out there. But what he did was he only offered one word or one phrase for after the name of Jesus. So essentially, I just took what Louis de Montfort did and developed it more for our modern age.
You know what's funny? I'm a big fan of St. Louis de Montfort. I've done total consecration for a number of years. I didn't realize that he recommended this practice. So that's thank you for mentioning that. Father, can you give us an example of some of these phrases that you would add if you want to do the sorrowful mysteries today, whatever, just an example so we can get an idea of exactly how this works?
Sure. Yeah, why don't we, let me just flip here to the crucifixion. I think that's always...
That's appropriate.
Not a nice one, but a good one to use as an example for the sorrowful mysteries.
Right.
Essentially, Louis de Montfort, and I give the de Montfort suggestion in each one, and so he just recommended, Thy Womb, Jesus, Crucified, Holy Mary, Mother of God. So that would be the focal point, then, of inserting that into the Hail Mary. But kind of the ones that I added were, Thy Womb, Jesus, Crucified for our offenses. Mm. Thy Womb, Jesus, who thirsts. Thy Womb, Jesus, who forgave his transgressors. Thy Womb, Jesus, who promised the kingdom to the good thief.
Wow.
Thy Womb, Jesus, who entrusted Mary to John, who breathed his last, pierced in the side, from whom blood and water flowed. And in fact, a number of months ago, I received an email right after the book came out from someone who had acquired it, and they said that they were praying the rosary just in their living room, sitting down, and as they were praying the sorrowful mysteries using this method, that both that person and the other person in the room, that they knelt just because of the way that it brought them through kind of the mystery of Jesus' suffering and death on Good Friday.
Mm. And as I'm looking over the book, as you were reading those phrases, it really does help. One of my big problems with the rosary, and again, I pray the rosary every day. My family and I, we pray the rosary at night. Sometimes my mind wanders. These phrases help me to focus on the meditation. And today, Friday, the day that our Lord died, it's a good thing to remember, to really appreciate exactly how much he loved us and that he suffered for us. And these phrases really do help. Now, Father, if somebody wants to get a copy of the book, where would be the best place?
They could go online to the website for the book, which is just rosarylitany.com. So rosarylitany.com. And there will be a link there that they can go and buy the paperback version of the book. We also came out with an audio version. So right now it's only available in CDs, but by next month it will be available in a downloadable format. So there's also just an audio version for the people who are out there, you know, walking or driving or doing whatever it is that they can't use a book, but they could listen to it. And, you know, sometimes on my own commutes, I've been using it. The man who did it is another radio personality down in California.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I was just very struck by how he prayed it, because a lot of times with audio rosary, I'm always like a Hail Mary behind, and I'm always trying to catch up.
Yeah, right, exactly.
But this one is just, you know, perfectly paced. I've never been behind as I prayed it with this gentleman who recorded it for us. So, you know, so just the book and the CD are available, and both are available through that website, rosarylitany.com.
And I highly recommend it. And your personal website is edwardlooney.com, is that correct?
Yes, that's right. So there I just have... I do a lot of writing for Catholic Exchange and a lot of other online platforms. And so that's kind of just a way to kind of create like a log of all those writings. And I post my homilies and whatnot. But there's nothing too exciting there, I don't think.
But anyway, we will have that linked on spiritinthemorning.com so we could follow you. But I can't recommend this book strongly enough, because it's just so helpful. And I think the rosary is a great practice to help us during the Advent season, because Our Lady can bring us closer to Jesus, and I think this is wonderful. Father, I really want to thank you for taking the time out to join us this morning. I wonder if you'd be able to leave us with a blessing before you go?
Sure, I'd be happy to do so. So through the intercession of Mary, the Mother of God, who pondered the life of Jesus in her own heart, may she help you to come to know her Son all the more. May Almighty God bless you, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Father Edward Looney, thank you so much for joining us on the program this morning.
My pleasure.
All right. Thanks again, Father. God bless you. That was Father Edward Looney talking about the book A Rosary Litany. And this is it really is a good book. And I think if you struggle, if you're somebody who struggles praying the rosary, and many people do, it's a challenging prayer. Because we are this concept of meditation, sometimes it's a foreign concept. We have so many things going on. And we can easily lose sight of the mysteries when we pray the rosary. So I would strongly recommend this book, A Rosary Litany, Renewing a Pious Custom. And this is not a long book at all. It's about 50 pages, nice pocket-sized book.
Mm-hmm.
Dave, this is it.
Oh, yeah.
Got a copy of it right here.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent book. And don't you think the rosary, if you really get into the rosary, it's an mm-hmm. amazing prayer. It can bring you closer to the Lord.
Oh, absolutely, Gary.
Yeah, so I appreciate Father joining us on the program today. We are, let's see, what the current time on Spirit of the Morning, 7:44. I'm Gary Zimak along with Dave Parker. Right now, while I have a minute, I want to talk about next week. We got some good shows coming up next week on the program. By the way, I forgot to mention this. Monday evening at 6 p.m., I'll be the guest on Catholic Answers Live. So if you like listening to the show, we're going to be doing it right from the studios of Holy Spirit Radio. So we're going to talk about I Am Not Alone, right? And that's a concept during the holidays. Many people get struck with loneliness. You are never alone. The Lord is with you. So we're going to talk about that. The fact that you are never alone. Jerry Usher will be guest hosting that day. And on Spirit in the Morning on Monday, we'll have Mark Poletno from the Malvern Retreat House. Tuesday, Kelly Walquist will be talking about her group, Women in the New Evangelization. Wednesday, Tony Rossi will be joining us. 7 classic Christmas episodes to boost your holiday spirit. Thursday is December the 8th, the Solemnity of the Immaculate Conception. I'll be traveling to Des Moines, Iowa to give a keynote address to the for the Iowa Catholic Radio 10th Anniversary Dinner. So we will pre-record that program. It'll be a special program devoted to our Blessed Mother. And then Friday, Father Jeffrey Kirby will be joining us. Father Jeffrey is a, he's doing some great work. He wrote a Bible study on the Gospel of Luke. And he's going to be talking about that on Friday's program. So lots of good things coming up on Spirit in the Morning. The following week, we're going to be doing some remote broadcasts from St. Hubert's High School, from Lansdale Catholic High School. We're getting the message out to the streets. And always remember, if you want us to come to your restaurant, to your coffee shop, to your school, whatever, just let me know, Gary@HolySpiritRadio.org, and we'd be happy to pack up our stuff to bring the show to you, because that's what we like to do. In the meantime, Mr. Parker and myself, we're going to work on our relationship so he can learn more about me. Dave, I still haven't forgotten about that.
Okay.
I know you better than you know me.
Okay.
Well,
that's apparently.
Look, statistics don't lie. We had our unbiased observer, Frank, to tell us that.
I know.
I'm doing my share to support this relationship.
I want a recount.
Time for you to get to work.
All right.
Time for you to grab some coffee. We'll be back 7:46 on Spirit in the Morning.
This is what we come here for. This is why we're staying.
More enjoyable than Scrapple. Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
It's been a long year, a long road, and I'm thankful to be going home. And as I head out to my own house, I got a fire burning in the stove. And my prayer is that no matter where you're at, you find a hope that fills your soul. For the Prince of Peace is there wherever you go. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart. As I look back, I know that you can't buy to satisfy your soul. So hear the heartbeat of a baby set down to save the world. And let's remember this December, the greatest gift you'll ever know is a Savior born in a manger, pointing us home. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart. Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad, prospero año y felicidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz
Navidad, próspero año y felicidad. We wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. We wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. We wanna wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of our hearts. We wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. We wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. We wanna wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of our hearts.
Another sound of the season, Feliz Navidad by Unspoken. My name is Gary Zimak in the studios of Holy Spirit Radio with my friend, Mr. David Parker. And, you know, I already
forgot. Why so formal?
You know what? I was trying to use your middle name, and I already forgot. You need to be David Lee Parker. I like that. Can you please get that changed?
Sure.
What is it? David Robert?
No, David Lewis.
I forgot already. We're making progress with the relationship.
Memory's another issue.
All right. Now, it is time for... I'm getting a little stressed out here. I need my Be Not Afraid Bible verse of the day, which we do every morning at 7:50. And by the way, all of this, as well as Father Looney's website, where you can order the book and the gospel and this Bible verse, we will have that at spiritinthemorning.com. Today's Be Not Afraid Bible verse goes way back to the Old Testament, 1 Samuel 17:50. Thus David triumphed over the Philistine with sling and stone. He struck the Philistine dead and did it without a sword in his hand. We all know that story, David and Goliath, just like Mr. David Parker, right? I mean, this is appropriate.
Oh, you saw me do that in that cue. David is a good name.
But you know what? This is a good verse. And here's the thing we need to remember. Once God is on our side, sometimes we try to do too much. And that somebody like me, a control freak like myself, and I am, most people who are anxious, like me, we tend to want to control things. We like to control everything. I'm going to fix this. I'm going to take care of this. And what happens is when things are out of our control, and there's a lot that goes on in the world that is completely out of my control, I begin to start to feel anxious. Why? Because I can't control the uncontrollable. That's the problem with anxiety. We worry about the things that we can't control, because if we could control these things, we'd fix them, right? But sometimes things are beyond our control, but they're not beyond the Lord's control. David was able to slay the giant Goliath without a weapon. The only weapon he had was the slingshot, right? He was unarmed aside from the slingshot. What's the point? The point is, with God, all things are possible. And if he's on your side, then you can do anything. That's important to remember. So as you face your problems today, whatever they may be, remember that with God on your side, you're in really good shape. So keep that in mind. Take comfort in that. And as we continue throughout the Advent season, we want to work on our relationship with the Lord. Now, I was kidding around with Dave earlier about our relationship, getting to know one another. You want to have that same type of relationship with Jesus, because he's a real person. And I think so many times we forget that. We forget that he's real and that we can work on the relationship. Well, let's take that. I want to pursue that a minute, because it just popped into my head. We are driven by the Holy Spirit, so if the Holy Spirit tells me to do something, I'm going to do it. Dave and myself, we've worked together for 2 months. We know some things about each other. Mm-hmm. And how do we get to know more about each other? Dave, we talk, right?
Yeah, we talk.
You share?
Yeah, I share.
I like jazz.
You share.
You know, to be honest, I knew some of the answers to those questions before I did the quiz, because you've told me that before.
Oh, yeah.
So if we want to get to know Jesus, we have to start talking to him. We have to start reading the Bible. I mean, a lot of us have struggled for many years. I'm a cradle Catholic with 12 years of Catholic education under my belt. I never read the Bible. I thought it was too hard, and I didn't have any interest in it. Now, that's why I think it's so important to feature some scripture on the show every day, because I want to help you. Maybe you're not a regular Bible reader. It will change your life. And if you want to get to know the Lord, you have to let him speak to you and share information with you. That's how the relationship grows. The easiest way to do that, of course, he speaks in many different ways, but the easiest way to hear him speak without fear of, is this really him speaking, is to read the Bible, because we know that the Bible is the inspired word of God. So every word that you read in the Bible you know that's the Lord speaking to you. Sometimes if you're praying or if you're thinking, you get a thought, you think, well, is this really the Lord or is this me? With the Bible, now you can misinterpret it, no doubt about that, but every word in the Bible is the inspired word of God. Now, how do you deal with that misinterpretation? How do you know you're interpreting the Bible correctly? Fortunately, as Catholics, we believe that the Word of God consists of sacred scripture and sacred tradition. So, if we know the teachings of the church, and you know, you don't have to be a scholar. I'm certainly no scholar. You don't need a theology degree. What you need is that desire to get to know the Lord. So you talk to Him, you read the Bible, you study a little bit. And again, don't if you're not somebody who likes to be academic, that's okay. Just go gradually. Catholic radio is a great source of information. You want to learn more about the church Jesus founded. Keep your dial tuned to Holy Spirit Radio. You're going to get a lot of information there, both from the local shows that we have and the EWTN Radio Network broadcasts. So that's the way that I really got to know what the church teaches. So that's the way. If you start to understand what the church teaches, you pair that up with the scripture readings, then you know what the Lord is saying to you. And the message could be slightly different for each of us. As long as you're not interpreting the Bible in a way that contradicts Catholic teaching, you're fine. You know, Dave might read a passage in scripture, he might get a slightly different interpretation, and I might get a slightly different interpretation. Now, if you get an interpretation that goes against what the church teaches, you're wrong. Right,
yeah.
Dave?
Gary, and what came to mind from the Holy Spirit was some people, or maybe a lot of people, have a spiritual director, or maybe they can seek one out.
Yeah, that's very, and that's helped me tremendously. But they're hard to find sometimes. Mm-hmm. But here's what I learned: the diocese, the archdiocese, is a good source of spiritual directors. So if you're in the Philadelphia area, you can go to the Archdiocese of Philadelphia. Diocese of Trenton right over the bridge, Diocese of Camden, they have resources for spiritual direction as well. And if you want a spiritual director, and it could be a priest, it could be a sister, it could even be a layperson, you just want to be careful with who you choose, somebody that's right for you. But if you're unable to find one, you want to get a spiritual director, pray about it. Ask the Lord, Lord, please send me a spiritual director. And that way somebody could be more objective. They can help you to see evidence of God working in your life, which is really what a spiritual director does. And he or she helps you to see where God may be calling you to or what you should be doing or little changes you can make. So excellent point, Dave, spiritual direction. All right, let's see. Now let's close with our prayer before we sign off for the weekend. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Jesus, our Lord, save us from our sins. Come protect us from all dangers and lead us to salvation. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Before we go off the air on this Friday, I want to point out Sunday is the second Sunday of Advent. The thing about Advent, it goes very quickly. We have four Sundays of Advent and then it's Christmas. So we want to make the most of this time. I do a podcast, The Gary Zimek Show. I do that every Friday. And I look at the Sunday Mass reading. So I'll have that up on my website, followingthetruth.com. You can also get it on iTunes or Tuned In Radio. Totally free of charge. It's a 30-minute podcast. I'll record that when I get home today. And I'll look at the Mass readings for the second Sunday of Advent. So if you want to learn more about these readings, stop by and listen to the show. If you haven't had your fill of me yet, and you probably have, but if you want a little extra penance, even though we don't do penance during Advent, you might want to listen to me a little bit more. Let's see. Monday, Mark Poletno from the Malvern Retreat House will be back with us. I really hope you have a great weekend. And I want to let you know how important it is that you're listening to the show and that you're spreading the word. We're getting a lot of good comments about the show. Please continue to spread the word. Let them know about us. And in case you miss us, the good news is we will be here tomorrow with our Best Of program at 12 noon on Holy Spirit Radio. And you can also listen to the podcast from all the shows during the week at spiritinthemorning.com. So in case you maybe want to hear it again or you have a friend who wants to hear the program, please check it out, spiritinthemorning.com. And keep spreading the word. Let your friends know about us. Let them know that we are here, that we're here to start your day off with a new and inspiring message, uplifting message. Next week, we're going to have more good stuff. We'll have some more Christmas music. We'll get you into the spirit as we launch into the second week of Advent. Hope your first week of Advent went well. If you feel like it didn't, relax. We got another week next week, so we're going to get started next week. We'll do it all over again and help you to grow closer to the Lord during the Advent season. Any comments about the show, shoot me an email, gary@holyspiritradio.org. We are out of here now. I'm going to head to Mass. I will keep you in my prayers. Have a great day and a blessed weekend. See you soon.